Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So what is going on with the Giants QB situation? What's up? This is EJ Stewart joined by Andrew Bogish. This is the Maggie and Perloff Show. Number to call in, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN is where you can call. The New York Giants, it's a rough situation.
No, let me leave the room again.
Bogus coming in a little late here.
I thought you were driving this time.
No wonder Manny and Bogus took so long to get back in here. The New York Giants, so they lose Sunday night, Bogues, in a game that, in a weird way, actually could have been a game had the offense had any real plan or any level of success. But because they've been a struggling offense pretty much since Brian Daboll took over, they struggled mightily. The red zone offense was
comical.
Yeah, comical was the best way to put it. I mean, I know you guys may have mentioned it yesterday, but I just want to say again here, I think that might have been worse than the Joe Judge 3 QB sneaks. To have a game where the 3 QB sneaks, there is no hope for a touchdown when you're backed up on your own goal line. So I understand how ridiculous it was when Joe Judge famously made Daniel Jones do 3 QB sneaks in a game in which they were down and they were backed up in their own, you know, basically by their own end zone. But the idea that you're trying to come back in a game and you're actually in a scoring position and you have a starting quarterback that dropped back 4 times and throws to 0 intended receivers. The fact that that was the result to me is something I still can't fathom, that he dropped back 4 times and not an intended receiver was thrown to. He threw the ball 3 times.
Yeah, it's really great that you're back, EJ.
sorry,
we missed you yesterday. Just not to make this too personal, but I want to remind the listeners, if you have any leftover sympathy, thoughts, prayers, concerns, this is currently my life, deciding which offensive sequence was more embarrassing for the Giants or which potential Mets collapse is worse, the one they are flirting with right now or in 2007 when they were up 7 games with 17 left and didn't win the division. So this is where I currently am as a sports fan. So thank you for all of your kind words and thoughts over the next couple of days for me and my family.
We don't care.
I don't know about comparison. I just know that sequence in the red zone from Russell Wilson is, I hope I never see it again. It defies all logic, explanation. I can't. The throws were, I wish I could enjoy it. I wish it didn't involve my team, because these throws that went to no one. Nope. And the last one is 4th down. Like, you got to throw it to somebody. Like, in the general area of someone, so that maybe they grow like Inspector Gadget legs and can go catch it or something. Like, but nope, it goes out of the back of the white of the end zone. Like, it wasn't even close to being in play. And I'll remind you, this is a quarterback that threw for 450.
It's a Cowboys.
Just throwing the ball in the air and had guys running under it. So any positivity you have about the Cowboys, by the way, needed to go in the trash can after the way the Giants played offense on Sunday night. But But back to the Giants, this is the overall problem. It's not about Russell Wilson. It's not about Jackson Dart. It's that they now, going on a decade, have been in varying forms a laughingstock, and nothing has been fixed. It's all basically the same thing. Don't have a quarterback, mismanaged drafts, offensive line stinks. We've got some good players, but the bad player next to them prevents him from having his actual, doing his actual damage.
Yeah.
Where somebody said yesterday they're like 2-21 in prime time games over the last batch of years. I've got this doozy saved. Since the beginning of last year, the Giants have scored 10 points or fewer 7 times. That's 4 more than any other team in the NFL.
These numbers are not surprising if you actually are paying attention at all to the Giants, but it does speak to, I don't even know if it's fair to say a fall from grace, because the Giants have been...
it's been a slow burn.
Yeah, it's been a slow burn to becoming this disaster, right? And now I think Sunday night, many ways, was a new rock bottom. Russell Wilson hitting the crossbar on a 4th-and-10, and he wasn't trying to kick a field goal, people. That to me was a new rock bottom. But now you have this week where you have Brian Daboll yesterday not committing to a quarterback, which tells me if you're on Monday not committing to a quarterback, that the quarterback change is going to happen. Now, I could be wrong on that look at it, but when he did it before, he didn't commit on Sunday night. And then he came back the next day and said Russell Wilson's the starter. That was after week one.
Right.
This time, he did not come back on Monday and say Russell Wilson's the starter. He says, we got to look at everything.
At everybody.
He always says.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, to me, that means a quarterback change is coming. So, Jackson Dart season could be here. It's kind of already been here because he keeps coming in weird spots to run Wildcat RPO stuff, which has not worked.
Another thing that makes – I don't understand either. Like, this is another thing that's never happened before in the history of the NFL. Like, there are times where teams have a rookie quarterback that is different athletically than the main guy, and there's a package or two for them, and they do something. Jackson Dart goes on the field and basically gives it to somebody else and then runs off the field again. Like, it's the dumbest waste. I don't understand what this is accomplishing, except for him getting to stand in the huddle for a play and yell out the play call. Like, it's like, there's no danger. We know he's not going to do anything with it. He's not going to throw it. So I don't understand what they're doing. This is, it's like the dumbest organization ever. And it lives next to the Jets. The Giants are lucky.
We're in the same building.
Yeah, the Giants are lucky that the Jets exist as an immediate buffer and distraction and like comparison point. But they're both awful. They are both like 40 games under 500 in the new in MetLife Stadium. They can't pick a coach. They can't pick a quarterback. They've got meddlesome ownership. They've got doofish GMs. They have mismatched theories on how to build a team. I mean, they basically should be relegated. They should be Big East football teams right now.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I don't know if they could beat the former Big East football teams. I guess that'd be the American Conference, whoever exists when it comes to college football, whatever the legacy is of Big East football. But when you look at the Giants and the potential of Jackson Dart starting here, which would be week 4, and that's kind of been really the one intriguing thing about the Giants coming into the season, was everyone trying to figure out, where is Jackson Dart going to play? When do you put him in? And to be honest, I think it became more of a conversation because of how hard the Giants' schedule is. Because typically, it kind of becomes very kind of cut and dry when you put the rookie quarterback in. It's after the bye, or it's after when you're starting to play a really easy schedule and they can get some easy games in. And the Giants just don't have that opportunity. Their bye is way late in the season. It might be in December. Like, I think it's the last week you can have a bye in the NFL season. That's when the Giants have their bye. And their schedule is brutal. So Russell Wilson has that performance, a performance that I do feel like could be a walk-off, right? Like, as good as he was in Dallas, it just feels like trotting him out there in front of that crowd for another game against another maybe elite team in the Chargers. We'll see what they are, but a team that's undefeated right now feels like you're playing with a fan base that may actually revolt. So it feels like Dart coming in week 4, I think it's a little earlier than maybe some people would have thought, but now he's coming into a buzzsaw because the Chargers defense is no joke. I mean, Geno Smith had a nightmare time dealing with them. We saw the Chargers, I thought, did a pretty good job against Denver in a very competitive game.
Yep.
Chargers have a very, very good defense. It is a cross-country trip, but now you're throwing Jackson Dart in at a time where I don't know if they would have wanted to put him in this early, quite frankly.
So I've defended the Jackson Dart slow play specifically for them and in general. Like I understand the need to play a guy and figure things out, but you can't put him on the field too soon because we've seen too many guys get ruined by bad supporting cast, bad offensive lines, bad schemes. So you need to go slow. He really can't play before he's ready. We can't assume that he's ready to play from the outside because we don't know what he's like in meetings. We don't know what he's like when he gets a chance to call plays. We don't know what when he's on the field. Preseason games is a terrible, you know, vantage point for stuff. We don't know what he's seeing, if he's seeing the right thing. So I will always defer to teams, even with, you know, insufficient coaches and GMs or whatever. Like, they know better than me when a guy is ready. But at this point, so if they don't think Jackson Dart is in the best place to be good, then he can't play, no matter how bad Russell Wilson is.
Oof.
So, but it certainly seems like now, why not? Because Andrew Thomas is back there, stud left tackle. Now, he weirdly played only the first half of the game, basically, so he's on this weird pitch count. But I don't think they were going to put Dart out there until Thomas was back, and now Thomas is back. Yes, the Chargers have a very legitimate defense, but at least this game is at home. So he's at least going to have the support of the crowd behind him. He's going to have all sorts of sympathy if things aren't going well. So it's not a hostile environment. And then he's got the following Sunday would be in New Orleans against a very beatable Saints team before you see Philly at Denver, Philly Niners.
Yep.
So, I mean, at this point, throwing all of my normal logic out of this, Russell Wilson was so bad on Sunday, and the offense was so bad on Sunday that that Dallas should fire Matt Eberflus retroactively for all those points in week two that the Giants scored on them. They've run out of patience. They've run out of time. The kid needs to play because maybe cheesily, the other guys deserve something better than Russell Wilson. He can't do it anymore. He just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing I think for me that shifted because I was very much into like sit Jackson Dart as long as you need to. And if it means him sitting until December, then so be it. I was fine with that. But I think we've come to a place where I don't think Russell Wilson is as good as Jackson Dart. And to be honest, I didn't think we'd get here this early, especially a game where Russell Wilson throws 450 yards. But it's starting to feel like, again, against the Cowboys, you know, that is your get-right game for any quarterback playing against them because their secondary is terrible and they get zero pass rush. So it is basically just target practice in terms of just picking apart that defense. So maybe a guy like Russ, who's just seasoned veteran, can make those plays, those easy plays.
Nope.
But I'm starting to wonder if maybe Jackson Dart, maybe that's over 450, maybe those 300 yards, he probably would have had a great game against the Cowboys as well. At this point, I don't think Russell Wilson is as good as Jackson Dart, which is why I get playing him. But to me, I want to ask you, because you're the Giant fan here, is there any hope that Jackson Dart comes in here? And I'm not saying you're going to make the playoffs or anything like that, but can it look better? Like, can it look like a competent team, a competent offense? Because to me, Jackson Dart getting in this early also really, really becomes a true evaluation of Brian Daboll. Like, this is the guy he picked. This is the guy he's been developing. This is the guy that he's talked up. And Chris Collinsworth said during the broadcast that if you talk to anybody behind the scenes of the Giants organization, they're all super high on Jackson Dart, feeling like they have their future franchise quarterback, their star. So to me, there's some pressure, I feel like, for Dart to come in and make this not look like an absolute mess.
The problem, though, that a good Jackson Dart presents, at least from my vantage point, is that buys Dable and Shane more time, and I no longer think that they deserve it. Mm. It was a valid argument that they didn't have their guy at quarterback. It was also, no matter what's going on in Indy or anywhere else in the future for Daniel Jones just couldn't be the Giant quarterback anymore. That divorce had to happen for a number of reasons. So this is not, you know, hindsight's 2020, not rewriting history, nothing like that. But here we are, three games into another season with these guys in charge, and nothing is really different. And having a better quarterback is not going to solve everything. It can certainly fix some things, and it can make them more competitive. But the rest of the roster is still the rest of the roster, and you can squint and look at guys and go, "That was a good pick. That's a fine pick." But like, other than Malik Nabers and obviously, you know, Brian Burns and hopefully Abdul Carter and Dexter Lawrence. Yes. Like, you know, there's a handful of elite or potentially elite players, but they're still just from top to bottom, they're not good enough. And they've had enough time here to rebuild the roster.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's still completely void of an identity. Like you said before, like what do the Ravens do on defense? Like what are they good at? What are the Giants good at?
Right. We thought it was going to be a pass rush, but their pass rush has been very mid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had not got after the quarterback the way we expected. The one thing I will say about Dart and why I think there is a chance for some optimism is I know we could pick apart their rosters and maybe retroactively say these teams were better than we realized. But it did look different when Justin Herbert got in and Tyrod Taylor got benched and, you know, he almost got killed by a doctor, right?
Yeah.
It did look different when Jaden Daniels got in and started playing for the Commanders. It did look different when C.J. Stroud got in and started playing with the Texans. Like, those were franchises that looked lost, looked like they didn't have talent, looked like they couldn't manage a way out of a paper bag. And when someone who had high-end talent stepped in at the quarterback position, all of a sudden, it looked a lot better. And Herbert didn't even make the playoffs his first year, but the offense just looked better. It looked like a much more respectable team. And, of course, C.J. Stroud had a lot of success. Daniels had a lot of success. I use those examples only because, to me, the quarterback is the one position that can rise all boats. So if Jackson Dart is who I think they hope he is, I think there's a chance the Giants, again, playoffs not happening. I don't think they're even close. But are we going to sit here and watch them score in the single digits every week, which is what they've done two out of the last 3 weeks? I think there's a chance it looks much better. I think some of these guys that maybe we thought were non-factors, maybe they start to make more plays like a Wandale Robinson or someone like that. Like, I think you got to go to him because you're not going to get it out of Russell Wilson. But in terms of can Daboll get the most out of Dart and actually get this thing looking like an actual NFL team? Because they just don't. They don't look like an NFL offense when I watch them play. I think there's a chance of that happening simply because I've seen it happen with other rookies before.
Yeah, trickle-down economics doesn't work, but trickle-down confidence, I think, does in sports, like in football. Like, so you put Jackson Dart out there. He can move around a little bit. He can make throws. He can create things. Your offense is scoring more points than it used to. So now everybody kind of just feels better about the situation. Yeah. Right? The defense feels less pressure to be perfect. There's not playing from behind. It can play base defense. It can stick to the game plan. They're not having to change things to play catch-up or whatever. The run game maybe works better. The offensive linemen are blocking differently because they know, not that they're relaxing, but they know that Dart can rescue or survive a mistake by them. So everybody does. You're right. Everybody can feel better and perform better. And if he's truly good, he can actually make the other guys on offense better because he's making the right read and the right throw. It's in the right place. Now they're catching on the run and going. I hope that that is the case. Of course I do.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous that if he walks in and plays really well, John Mara goes, okay, let's not change anything else.
Right.
And then next year they're dealing with another set of, you know, a 50-50 hit on draft picks. Yeah. And
where's signing, our wide receivers?
Signing
where's
the wrong the offensive linemen. So the problems are not all the way fixed. He's not good enough to fix everything.
Right.
But hopefully he's good enough to fix a good chunk of the stuff that's been plaguing them for forever.
888-710-4ISN is the number to call. Let's go to Toby, who's in Texas, wants to talk Cowboys, the one team the Giants actually really did look good against. What's up, Toby?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
What's up, Toby?
Well, it's like NFC East depression, like therapy this morning or something. But the thing is, I think it's somewhere, maybe in the Bible, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, I don't have any hope, so there's no depression for me. Mm. And the reason is, you know, Jerry hired an incompetent GM himself.
Right.
it's the real problem is he's, you know, I figured it out. I've been thinking about it, racking my brains. Well, he's from Arkansas, and you get. You know, habits of winning or losing, and they're a bunch of losers. The Razorbacks are a bunch of losers. They haven't won a national title since 1964 when he was there. They've been in the SEC since 1992. They still haven't won the SEC. And they had a major choke job in the College World Series. Remember that? They were down to their last.
Oh, we're going down to the college. We're going to the college playoffs. Baseball playoffs. That's crazy.
Three guys come over to get a little pop foul, and they miss it. And this is the problem. You know, if you squint at that Arkansas color, you see crimson. That ain't Crimson Tide. That's loser red. This is going to continue. Wow. No, seriously. No, you say, well, Jimmy. Jimmy was a winner, right? But he went from Oklahoma State. He didn't even go to Arkansas. He knew he couldn't win there. He went to the U.
Exactly.
He built the U into a superpower, and then he took that to the NFL because he was in charge of the roster, not some businessman. This is the problem. It's so frustrating. You know, when Maggie was talking about we're supposed to hate the Packers, well, we kind of, you know, I think a lot of fans who, if you didn't root for your team, you'd probably root for the Packers. They're a small town.
Right, yeah.
They have a corporate structure. They don't have some megalomaniacal nut job running the team. And that's why I think college, I don't know if you guys like college better than pro. College has one thing pro doesn't. It responds to fan pressure. You suck long enough, they will fire you. And look how many coaches these teams go through. You're there 4 or 5 years. If you don't get it done, you're gone.
And you
can't do nothing with the pros. And the frustrating thing is people keep going to the freaking Cowboy games. They keep going.
Well, Toby, the problem is it's a tourist attraction. So even if the Cowboy fans don't go, you're going to have that building filled one way or another. And Toby, thanks for the phone call. And when it comes to public pressure, I would argue that, I mean, listen, I think in the NFL, there's also public pressure. It's just the problem is when you're, again, the owner and the general manager, it doesn't really matter what the fans think because it's all about you. And he isn't someone who seems to care whether or not the fans are disgruntled. And I think a lot of it being because of the bottom line, right? It's because the Cowboys are still going to be the most valued franchise. They're still going to be a team that's going to make a ton of money every year. And they still got the star. So it's not going to matter in that front. I will say, when we talk about college public pressure, it is a little ironic he mentioned Arkansas because I was waiting for the Sam Pittman is fired thing to drop on Monday after I watched the end of that game. I was in Boston over the weekend for a wedding, but you know, in my hotel before, you know, when we got to the hotel, I actually was able to watch some games in the Arkansas game, one of the games I watched again. And the fact that Sam Pittman is still employed at this point is actually unbelievable to me because that was one of the most pathetic ways to blow a game that I've seen this year in college football, which was they lost to Memphis.
Memphis, yeah.
Yeah, and you had a fumble. They had a chance. Memphis stormed all the way back. You had a chance to then put the game away as they go on a really good drive, and they're now basically in chip shot range. You fumble. You have a fumble going for a first down, and then you still have a shot with all three timeouts. One thing Pittman did do right was keep all his timeouts, and then their quarterback, who weighs about, looks like 170 pounds dripping wet, carries a defensive tackle 10 yards for a first down to seal the game. And I was like,
Arkansas D-tackle.
An Arkansas defensive tackle. So, I mean, I felt bad for the Pig Suey Nation because it's not going well when it comes to Sam Pittman. If you're still rooting for the Cowboys, it's certainly not going well for Jerry Jones.
I'm surprised that Jerry hasn't made himself the GM of Arkansas football as well.
Seriously. I mean, I know he invests a lot of money in that program. You'd think he'd just say, you know what, let me just stand by and take over this as well.
Right. What do you guys need, a quarterback?
Do you need a defensive tackle? Defensive end? I just traded one. Maybe he's available. 888-710-4IZN.
What should we do next? The Giants are done. So that's great.
We got some you know what? Dabo Sweeney.
We've got some Dabo. We've got some phone calls as well, plus an update with Justin Rock. That's all still to come right here on Maggie and Perloff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. So to me, considering it'll be Manny Rodriguez making the pick.
How y'all doing?
And there's no Knick basketball yet.
Yeah, 9 days. 9 days until there is.
Days to Abu Dhabi. Yes, got that right, against the Sixers.
Following Manny's social media feed has been basically my update on like how close I am to Knick season. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that, Manny.
No problem, bud. I'm here to please.
I'm thinking, considering Isaiah Rodgers had the first ever perfect score when it came to PFF's defensive grades and the defensive performance he had for the Minnesota Vikings, I cannot imagine it'd be another pick. So I'm going to go with him, and I'm very concerned that somehow you will pick someone else who does not deserve to have it because you forgot about Isaiah Rodgers or something like that.
I'm not sure I have this power. I'm going to assume that I do. Mm-hmm. If you didn't pick Isaiah Rodgers for this,
right,
you are wrong and suspended for the rest of the week.
With pay. Thank you very much.
No.
No. Again, I will not take lip from an individual whose name is not on the show. That's right. Both of you guys are wrong. I remind you that it's still baseball season.
Now Urban delivers.
What a
breaking
jerk.
Ball hit in the air to center field. Young going back, way back to the warning track at the wall. He leaps, and he can't make the play. Or did he? He took it out of the air. Out is the call. What a recovery by Jacob Young. He banged into the fence. He had it. It popped in the air. I don't know what part of his body he hit. It hit, and then he caught it. Now the batter is Ha-Seong Kim. He swings and lines one to center. Here comes Jacob again into a slide. Makes the catch. It juggled. It popped into the air, and he grabbed it to complete the catch. Jacob Young does it again.
The center fielder for the Washington Nationals is your Defensive Player of the Week, Jacob Young. Two spectacular plays out in center field, one on Sunday at Citi Field, in which he basically played hacky sack for a quick second with the baseball and made a phenomenal catch. And yesterday he followed that up with another great bobbling catch in center field out in Atlanta. Jacob Young, your Defensive Player of the Week.
That's a jerk pick.
You guys thought I was really going to make it that easy for you guys?
No.
Use your brain a little bit, boys. Come on.
Easy? No, you just picked the wrong person. You just didn't get the answer right.
No, I did. Phenomenal play late in the season the Washington Nationals center fielder.
You're a Yankee fan.
Yes,
and
I am.
Based on last year's World Series, you wouldn't know good defense if it smacked you in the face.
I love defense. Defense is awesome. You go down at the hot corner, a nice little backhand stop by Nolan Arenado. I know ball. You don't. Get out of here.
Isaiah Rodgers, you've been robbed. I'm sorry for the opinions and the opinions alone of Manny Rodriguez.
There's like another four shows for Isaiah Rodgers to get Defensive Player of the Week.
888-710-4ISN. Just an embarrassing pick.
I will comment on the pick, though, because Jacob Young made two ridiculous catches for the Nats against the Mets on Sunday, and then the one last night against the Braves. Here's the difference. Atlanta scored 11 runs on the Nationals' crappy pitching, so his sliding, juggling catch didn't matter.
Pitching isn't a defensive play.
Didn't do that, so his stupid jumping hacky sack catches did matter, and that's why they're the Mets, and that's why they break my heart.
Oh, so this was a Mets rant.
It was a Mets pick. Exactly. We all can see through this, Manny.
No, it was not.
Yes, it
definitely was.
The
dude
kicked a baseball in the air and caught it. What are you guys talking about? Had it been in Tokyo, I probably would have picked that
thing. You didn't even play
it. It could have been the Yomiuri Giants playing the Sufo Kupo Bank Hawks.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yep. In what stadium? In what stadium?
Probably the Tokyo Dome, because that's where the Yomiuri Giants play. In my little scenario, the Yomiuri Giants are at home. Yeah.
Just
it's a phenomenal stadium.
I can't do this anymore.
When are you off next? I'm looking forward to that day.
I got a molar removal in less than 2-3 weeks. So.
Did you say mole or molar?
Molar.
So this is a dental procedure.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's painful.
I hope so, too. I need some pain in my life.
Are you getting your wisdom teeth out?
Molars, wisdom teeth, one of those. I don't know. Aren't they all the same thing? Aren't they interchangeable?
They're not interchangeable, no.
I think Bogus doesn't want you under anesthesia during this procedure. 888-710-Horizon. Let me get a quick call in before we get to Justin. We were just talking about Arkansas. A caller made a reference to Jerry Jones since he, you know, famously went to and played at Arkansas. That is his problem, that he came from a loser school, so therefore now he's running a loser organization. We have Levi from Fayetteville, Arkansas, wants to chime in. What's up, Levi?
What's going on, EJ and AB? How y'all doing?
Doing great.
What's up, man?
I got a bone to pick with that last caller, Huey or whatever his name is. It doesn't matter. Jimmy Johnson did play for the Razorbacks.
That's true.
And the Razorbacks are Cardinal Red, not Crimson. Get it right. Because we used to be the Cardinals before we were the Razorbacks.
Right.
Also, the Razorbacks have a bigger problem than Sam Pittman. If you look at recruiting, we are surrounded by Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana,
yeah,
Tennessee, and for some weird reason now, Missouri. So we only get in-state guys. And it's not going to lead to any big national championship or anything. So I don't think Sam Pittman's the deal. Everybody here is ready to hire Bobby Petrino already.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Do you guys think that would actually improve anything if we let Sam Pittman go and put Bobby Petrino up?
I'll be honest, Levi. I think it would. And Levi, thanks. And shout out to defend your Pig Suey Nation there. I do appreciate that. And thanks for the phone call. I do think it would make some difference because he's right. Like, there are just some institutional hurdles that stop Arkansas from being an elite team. That is just accurate and fair. But I have seen this team be respectable before. I have seen this team contend in the SEC, beat up on Alabama or LSU, a once in a blue moon type situation. It just feels like they're so far removed from that. And when you do watch Arkansas play this year, especially, their offense looks great. Like, their offense looked great against Memphis. The water got shut off in the second half, and I don't know what happened. I think they just took their foot off the gas. But the offense has been good, and Bobby Petrino has turned around a team that had one of the worst offenses in the SEC before he got there. Last year, they were much improved. This year, they've been really good. So I think Petrino would be better, but I think some of the issues that they've had, I can't make that the end-all, be-all for the excuses for Arkansas why they've struggled, because those have just been there. They're always going to be there. They're never not going to be there. And it just feels like with Sam Pittman, after initially it looked like things were going to go pretty well, it's turned sour so fast that I do think a change is needed. And sometimes going with the guy who's familiar with those hurdles would help.
Now, I got nothing for Bobby Petrino personally.
Same.
So there's
totally
that.
Same.
But from a football perspective purely, that would be an upgrade.
And another thing, too, is I do think we could talk about, the geographical, you know, hurdles that they deal with. But in the NIL era, I think that is also less of an excuse, too. And the transfer portal era especially, that is also less of an excuse. Because if you can't get guys from the areas around your state because those guys are wanting to go to LSU or Oklahoma or one of these other schools, and you're only stuck with getting guys from Arkansas, well, then just go into the transfer portal and find guys from Florida and find guys from Texas and find guys from California, because you are an SEC school and there are enough ball players from all over the country that want to play against the elite and want to play against the best. And if you got enough money, they will come.
Well, that's the problem. If you're blaming anything other than a lack of money, you're blaming the wrong thing. Like, that's the thing now. If you don't have cash, you don't have cash, and that's a real problem.
Yeah.
It's not about geography or competition or whatever. If you've got money, you're going to find players.
Yeah.
No matter who's around you, who's competition for you. If you've got cash to give dudes, you're going to find guys that can play for you.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a Miami Hurricane fan. I talk about the Canes a bunch on this show, and things changed a little bit when, or not a little bit, a lot, when you were able to pay players and they got some guys with some big wallets down in South Florida start giving out some cash, and this time it was legal. It was not illegal like it was in the 80s and 90s when the Miami Hurricanes were, you know, Uncle Luke was doing it anyway under the table. Now it's legal. So now the Hurricanes are back to being an elite program because they aren't playing with one hand tied behind their back. So I do get those hurdles, but an NIL transfer portal era is about who has most money in the end. Again, call in 888-710-4ISN. Justin Rock here with another sports update. What's up, Justin?
EJ Bogish, appreciate you guys. Manny and Scarpacci behind the glass. Also, going back off of that.
Not Manny. I'm sorry.
Not Manny. All right. Sorry, Manny. I tried. But going back to also that point,
I'm the best.
Certainly hasn't impacted Arkansas in terms of recruiting for John Calipari with their basketball program since he's taken over. So they've got the NIL money there. Just a matter of spreading it a little bit over towards the football program.
I shook
program
his hand too. Yesterday. I haven't washed my hand since.
Did he give you any NIL money?
No, unfortunately not. I'm not a 7 foot, 17-year-old who could potentially make his.
What was the conversation like with John Calipari?
Hi, my name is Manny Rodriguez. Hi, John. Nice to meet you. And then I walked away because I was nervous.
Wow.
John Calipari. And then he washed his hands 6 times.
And then Purell did another 10. I'm not dirty, bro. Don't cast aspersions on the air like that. What are you talking about?
I can't believe that's all you had for Calipari. And I'm someone who, I mean, we talked about it last week. I definitely, you know, relate to you when it comes to the anxiety and public interaction. Oh, I am also very nervous in those situations.
I need a pill.
But you had to have something like, oh, hey, like, you know, you guys should have a good season this year. All right, good luck in the season. Like, nothing even.
But, like, here's another. They started stretching about 2 seconds after I walked away from him. So, like, we were about to get going. He was about to start his recruitment. He wasn't trying to talk to some local media snob.
You can say
you're going to describe yourself as a snob. That's interesting.
I can say Calipari, I'm sure, wasn't watching them stretching on the court all that closely.
Right, yeah, the stretching.
Hold on a second. I need to watch this recruit do his.
Hey, one of the recruits he's looking at is coming off some injury, so maybe he was looking at some stretches.
I feel like the calisthenics part of the practice is not the one that Calipari was.
Look at
be
those jumping into. Jacks.
Yes, that's actually how they started.
That's
exactly
a Razorback player.
I walked away, and the 12 dudes in front of me started doing jumping jacks, and I was like, all right, let's get this show started, boys.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, of course you are. I mean, what other reaction
said anything,
would
you have been disappointed?
I know, but I'm just like.
Last 15 minutes have been great for me, huh, boys?
Yeah. I'm just like, hi, I'm Manny Rodriguez. Palper's like,
hey,
okay.
How you doing?
Okay, bud.
You have one of the most common names on the planet, and you give no affiliation as if he just should know which Manny Rodriguez you are.
Please tell me you accept from the Maggie Perloff show.
I'll make steps. Well, I'm talking about it right now, so you know what? Hey, coach, I'm the guy that you met yesterday.
Right, but now he has to be listening to the show for him to, like, put two
we're
and two together.
We're all in Arkansas, apparently. We're getting calls in Arkansas. He might be on his way to the gym right now.
No, but he has to have been listening and then put two and two together that you're the guy from New York City that's talking to
I just cut it, slide it into his DMs. You're fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could tell Darius and Adonis, hey, you guys go over there, you know, talk to John. John C. remembers me. Johnny C. remembers me.
Justin, please save us from this.
You got it. Lions and Ravens, Monday Night Classic yesterday. A slew of lead changes. Plenty of offense. Baltimore choking away another fourth quarter lead in a 38-30 defeat to Detroit. We've talked a lot about it today, but ESPN's Monday Night booth of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were, shall we say, having a good old time last night after Troy broke out another one-liner. Joe had the question we were all asking.
He did good. That's hey, whatever it takes. Get him on the ground.
Well, he's a former brick salesman in Houston. In Tomball, Texas.
Well, I hate to say what he might have been doing with them bricks on that last play.
Them bricks. That's what happened to you. Third down and...
Joe Buck asking the important questions. What was going on with Troy Aikman last night? He was having a lot of fun, and we reaped the rewards for it.
I appreciate this version of Troy Aikman. Now, I like Troy Aikman.
It's great.
I think he's actually... easily one of the best NFL analysts. I know Perloff does not.
They're raising them some good tight ends.
Not to blow up Perloff, but I know he always feels like Aikman is too critical of quarterbacks, which I think I've heard other people say too.
Yes.
I think this version of Aikman, I think Perloff or even any other critics of Aikman would like because he is normally very serious. And he was very unserious last night, which actually was a kind of refreshing considering how serious the game was. Like, it was kind of fun. It was a fun game.
He's got big onions.
The game was fun. They were fun. Everything about the entire night was fun.
It was a perfect storm last night for them. It was a great broadcast, great game. And that's how it should be, especially when you consider for so many years it felt like the Monday night football games were just bores, bad matchups and stuff like that. I still think back to college. What was that Ravens, not Ravens, it was Jaguars, like Titans game on a Monday night, and it was like 7-6, and nothing happened. Bunch. Just brutal.
There were years where it was the Jaguars, you know, Titans game was just the annual Thursday night game. You just knew it was coming.
The Color Rush uniform matchup.
Yeah, exactly.
A guarantee. But Major League Baseball, small schedule Monday, entering the final week of the regular season. The Padres needing a win to clinch a postseason berth, getting some late-game heroics in extras.
First pitch, Fermin swings, lines it into center field. That'll do it. Freddie Fermin walks it off as Bryce Johnson scores, and the Padres are headed back to the playoffs in 2025.
Must be nice.
Call on the Padres radio network. San Diego beating Milwaukee 5-4-11. That means two of the three NL wildcard spots have been decided. Cubs and Padres are in. And now, starting today, the final stretch of the regular season begins. Six games left for pretty much everybody. Reds and Mets tied for the final spot. Reds have the tiebreaker over the Mets. The Diamondbacks now one game back. Should be a very interesting final stretch going down towards the final day of the regular season on Sunday.
Interesting. That's the word you're going with?
Interesting.
It should be. It's going to be mighty interesting. That's certainly one way to put it. It's going to be, interesting for the Reds. For Mets, it's going to be a lot of hoping and praying that something breaks their way after it really hasn't over the course of the last 3 months.
I'd rather listen to more Manny John Calipari stories than watch the next six Met games live through this.
Well that's basically all the story that we
both.
Have.
Unfortunately, you have to do both. Can't avoid Manny, and you're not going to be able to avoid this Mets collapse.
You can't get enough of me.
Peers
just flip of the coin, you're fine.
Can't get enough of me, Bogus. Can't get rid of me either.
That's the problem.
Bang, bang, chicken and hand.
Hey, I was going to say, we were talking about it earlier and talking about maybe getting some good vibes going from the Brooklyn Cyclones on our end. Hey, they lost five in a row before the final day of the regular season, won six straight to close it out, make the playoffs. So, hey, you know, anything's possible.
Have some hope, man. You see it right there.
If it could happen in Coney Island, Brooklyn, it could happen in Flushing.
Where do you have hope, young Manny?
What was that?
Where's your hope?
My hope starts in about 9 days when the next season starts.
Knicks, baby. Knicks, that's where we're at, Justin.
I was going to say, who would have thought that all these years later, the Knicks would be like the hallmark team in New York like 5 years ago?
Yeah,
the light of the storm. Who in the world would have thought that was going to be the case?
Yeah, boy, that's who. Who has two thumbs
Manny,
wearing a New York shirt
Manny,
right now.
I appreciate your positivity. Right, yeah. I could be the most positive Knicks fan in the world. Even I thought there was no chance in the world we'd be in this point.
Oh, are you kidding me? I saw it when we got rid of Noah Vonleh. I saw it coming.
It came with the Mario Hezonja block on LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, that's when it really started.
Good thing I'm a Nets fan. Give me Kobe Bufkin.
Hey, you got some Biggie Smalls uniforms, though. You got those back. That's fun.
Yes.
Hey, you guys are going to look good while you guys win 25 games.
They better not win 25 games. that's about 23 too many.
What are we setting the over-under at?
How many do you want?
If they are outside the top three, which means they don't have the best odds for the draft, then they should be disbanded.
I like that idea. We should go to break now.
Get them back to Jersey.
Yes, please. More Nets takedowns. We still have to get the Dabo Sweeney before we're done. And we got to spin the wheel, the wheel of destiny for our NFL King of the Mountain.
Yep, got it right.
Mount Rushmore.
No, not
Mount Vesuvius,
Rushmore.
Mount Olympus. I didn't want to get the name wrong again.
Just the mountain.
King of the Mountain. That'll be next when we come back to close out a Tuesday edition of Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You know what that music means? Maggie and Perloff, King of the Mountain. All right, you know what that music
revealing
means?
A new opponent.
Maggie and Perloff, King
remember
of the Mountain.
Week, the 49ers
revealing a new
surprisingly
opponent.
Knocked off
a few moments.
70 to
remember
Dolphins
last
week,
so the 84 49ers are now
surprisingly knocked
King
off
of the Mountain.
The 70
Manny Rodriguez.
Dolphins,
so the 84
has control of the
49ers
wheel.
Are now
so he doesn't
King of the Mountain.
Mountain here.
Manny Rodriguez.
But he is the one that will
make
the spin to
the
see
wheel.
Who the 49ers will be playing tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. I will
see
go.
How he messes this up.
But he's the one
right,
that will
go ahead
the
and click
spin
it.
To see who the
and we're
the
spinning here on
tomorrow.
The Maggie and Pearl.
All right.
I
see how he messes this up.
Wheel slows down and it lands.
And we're spinning here on the Maggie and Pearl
on the 1983.
I think this would be a a great game.
I would love to have seen this game happen. Kill my mom. Just a historic franchise and historic.
My mom. This I think I also was lean Niners. Fan.
Really?
That she grew up loving my mom. Because in the 80s, she's in high school. She has
my mom,
a poster on her locker.
My mom's a Raider fan.
Really?
She grew up loving
holding
the Raiders.
The championship
in the
80s,
she's in high school. She has,
like, you know, with a
poster on her locker.
To the camera. Like, that is how
Al
much
Davis
my mom loved this
holding the championship.
So sorry, mom, if you're listening. I'm thinking the Niners.
You know, with a fist up.
It should be a good matchup.
The camera.
I'm impressed by the spread of teams in your family.
I'm picking the Niners.
Yeah.
You mentioned your brother off the air.
I'm impressed by
the spread of teams in your family.
We got a Packers fan.
You mentioned your brother off the air loves
my dad
the
and I are very aligned.
Yeah.
Like, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah.
We got a Vikings fan.
But,
we got
yeah,
a
we're all
Packers fan.
My mom, yeah, we have two Jets fans.
My dad
fan.
And I are very aligned.
He's also
which means
we've
suffered
a lot
the last 20 years.
You don't. You pick different teams, not good teams. You pick different ones.
Not necessarily winning teams. My brother picked the Packers, maybe the one guy last 20 years doing well.
You pick different teams, not good teams. You pick different ones.
Not necessarily winning teams. My brother picked the Packers.
All right, let's go home. Let's go back to normal tomorrow.
Been doing well here.
Yeah.
We will be back tomorrow.
All of us. Have
Everyone's back tomorrow. Even Maddie.
Maggie and Proloff. Maggie.
All right. Let's go home. Let's go back to normal
will be
tomorrow.
Back. We will be back
Manny,
tomorrow.
Unfortunately,
everyone's
we'll
back tomorrow. Even Maggie.
Maggie and Proloff. Maggie
kicking in.
And you'll be standing in the same room as me, man.
I know.
Manny,
no, Manny great job today.
Will be
great job.
I know.
Manny, great job.
We'll see then.
Garpachi also great job. Thank you to Andrew Kaplan and Justin Rock. Maggie and Pearl back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.